Hare Krishna. So after lots of confusion, to get the solution for the same, Arjuna surrenders to Krishna as his disciple. And then Arjuna speaks more because he wants that mercy, he wants that solution from Krishna. Let's see what he speaks in verse number 8. It goes like this.
Nahi prapashyami mamapanudyat. Yachokamochoshanamindriyanam avapya bhuma vasapatnamriddham rajyam suranam apichadhipatyam.
Now let's try to understand this verse again by thinking about the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna that is happening. So now Arjuna has surrendered to Krishna, saying, you know, I'm your disciple. Now let's see what Krishna says. Suppose if Krishna is saying that, see, you have to surrender to a guru. I am your friend. Why are you surrendering on to me? So Arjuna is like, no, I am your disciple. Now you instruct me. Whatever you want to. He's like, see, I am your friend. No, I cannot become your guru. You better go to Vyasadev. You better go to some other great personalities. Now who will instruct you very properly? I am your friend. Come on. Then Arjuna, then he makes the statement, Nahi prapashyami. I do not see anyone. Even the Brihaspati, the teacher or the spiritual master of demigods, I don't think, you know, even he can help. Nahi prapashyami. I do not see anyone. Mama panudyad, the one who can drive away. Drive away what? Yat shokam, the lamentation which I am going through. No one else can drive away. Nothing and no one else in this entire creation can drive away my lamentation, which is uchoshanam indriyanam, which is drying up all my senses, like the scorching summer heat dries up the small water pond. This is what Arjuna is saying. So Krishna, after listening to all this, maybe Krishna might say that, see, I don't think I need to be your spiritual master. I need to be your guru. Simple solution I'll give you. Just fight. If you fight and win the kingdom, all the distress will go away. Simple. Then Arjuna is saying, Avapya bhumau asapatnamriddham. O Krishna, even if I achieve, avapya, even if I achieve, what? Asapatnam, unrivaled, riddham, very, very opulent, kingdom on this earthly planet, bhumau. Or, rajyam suranam apichadipatyam. Even if I have the supremacy like demigods, in the heavenly planets, I don't think, oh Krishna, this is going to help me. Please help. Only you can help me. Now he's convincing Krishna, you know, that please instruct me, please instruct me, please instruct me. Let's see, you know, what we can get from this particular shloka. If we properly analyze now in this entire world, everyone is running in one direction. And what is that one direction? Economic development, material comforts, luxuries. Everyone is just running towards that. If really material comforts, luxuries were the solution for the real problems of life, then why would Arjuna say that even if I get an unrivaled kingdom, do we understand by unrivaled kingdom? It means no opposition at all at any time. And a very, very opulent kingdom, riddham, completely opulent kingdom. Or even if I get the supremacy of the heavenly planets, I will not be happy, Arjuna is saying. And we are running behind, you know, various comforts, various luxuries, thinking that will solve our problem. When we say that real problems of life, what are we talking about? The real problems of life are janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, disease and old age. These are the real problems of life. And when it comes to these real problems of life, you know, we need to understand that it cannot be counteracted by accumulation of wealth and economic development. How can someone stop these four? The cycle of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. The cycle of birth, death, disease, old age. How can someone stop this cycle by accumulating lots of wealth and material comforts and luxuries? Not possible. Everyone is searching for peace. Everyone is searching for happiness. But till the point someone finds a solution for this real problem of life, no one can be happy. No one can be happy. What is the solution? It's given here. that they can achieve real happiness. It means all of us can achieve real happiness only if we consult Krishna, that is Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which constitute the science of Krishna, through the bona fide representative of Krishna, the man in Krishna consciousness. Only when we understand the science of Krishna, when we understand the science of spirituality, the science of bhakti, then yes, we'll be able to solve this real problem of life. But then who is that guru? Whom should we approach? Who can get the title or the tag of guru? Very beautiful shloka from Shastra. It says, Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene nai, jai Krishna tattva veta sei guru hai. So it doesn't matter who the person is. Kiba vipra, is he a brahmana? Kiba nyasi, is he a sannyasi? Kiba shudra, is he a shudra? It doesn't matter. What matters is jai Krishna tattva veta, the one who understands the truth of Lord Krishna, one who understands the truth of this life as a whole, say guru hai, that personality can become a guru. Very, very beautiful definition. So one should understand the essence of Shastra. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vedeshya sarve rahameva vedyo, I am the essence, I should be known. So if anyone knows Krishna, anyone knows the truth, the tattva of Krishna, that personality can become a guru. Now just imagine, when Arjuna is putting forward these arguments, I'll not fight, what is the use of fighting? And in this particular shloka is saying that, yat shokam, all this lamentation which is there, only you can solve, O Krishna. And the most important line, avapya bhuma vasapatna mriddham, rajyam suranam apichadipatyam, even if I win the entire kingdom on this earthly planet, I will not be happy. Who will be happy in the entire discussion? Dhritarashtra. When Sanjay is describing, and when Dhritarashtra is hearing about all this, Arjuna speaking, Dhritarashtra will be very happy. Oh, Arjuna is giving up. He's giving up the entire fight. Just to tell Dhritarashtra that what you're thinking is incorrect, now Sanjay will start speaking. So next two verse, that is verse number 9 and 10, Sanjay will speak and clear that confusion which Dhritarashtra is having, that Arjuna is going to give up fighting. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others not to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.